like to test myself by joking about horrible things and nothing but. One of my favorite ways to test myself, I like to make jokes about tragedies the day that they happen. The day they happen. I don't believe in too soon. I'm on a tight schedule. And I'm good at it. I'm good at it. Like the day of. The day of the Aurora, Colorado Batman movie theater shooting. The day it happened. I went online, I went on Twitter, and I tweeted, other than that, how was the movie? Right? Right, nailed it. Nailed it. And the reason I get away with that, the reason I get away with stuff like that is I'm just the guy who does it. People are used to it from me. It'd be weird if I didn't make a joke the day of a tragedy. Which is why I was very surprised when I got in a lot of trouble the day of the Boston Marathon. Now, I don't follow the news regularly, but I know the second a tragedy happens because I get 25 text messages saying, don't do it. And whenever I see that, it makes me sad. It makes me sad because I know something horrible has happened. People will say, Anthony, what's funny about Aurora? What's funny about the Boston Marathon? What's funny about your grandmother's funeral? Nothing. Nothing is funny about those things. That's where I come in. So I see these texts and I'm like, oh no, what happened? But I also think I've got a job to do. So I go online, I start reading about it. I don't want to watch the footage, but I'll read about what happened. And I think, how can I make someone laugh today? And then I think, I got it. I go back on Twitter, and I tweet, guys, today there are just some lines that should not be crossed. Especially the finish line. And again, I think nailed it, USA, USA. But then my phone starts to ring, and it's my boss. Or should I say, my former boss. And they say, Anthony, this is unacceptable. You are not just a comedian today. You're also the host of your own TV show with your name in the title on our network. You take this joke down right now or you're fired. And I say, go fuck yourselves. I had to have a meeting with the network where they called me in for a little lecture. And they said, well, Anthony, the problem is when you make a joke on Twitter the day of a tragedy, it seems like you're making fun of the victims. And that's wrong. But that's not what I'm doing. Because you see, the day of a tragedy, victims are not on Twitter. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. The day of a tragedy, victims have got victim shit to do. No one has ever been putting on a tourniquet asking, hey, are we trending? No. This is who I'm making fun of when I make a joke on Twitter the day of a tragedy. The people who see something horrible happen in the world and they run to the internet and they run to their social media, Facebook, their Twitter, whatever they got, and they all write down the exact same thing. My thoughts and prayers. My thoughts and prayers with the people in Aurora. My thoughts and prayers with the families in Boston. Do you know what that's worth? Fucking nothing. Fucking less than nothing. Less than nothing. You were not giving any of your time, your money, or even your compassion. All you were doing is saying, don't forget about me today. Don't forget about me. Lots of crazy distractions in the news right now, but don't forget how sad I am. Those people are worthless and they deserve to be made fun of. They're like a wedding photographer who only takes selfies. You understand?
I just got in the last few months, a $300 check.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
A talent lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Since we were gone for a week, we came back and got her a rawhide bone just as a, you know, yep, thank you for being a good girl type of thing. And she's an inside dog for the most part. She has been picking up that bone.
Doesn't know where to put it.
And moving it throughout the house the entire day.
Well, because she's full, but she knows, holy shit, I'm going to want this later.
I need to put this somewhere for snacking later.
And she'll get up and walk across the room holding it in her and we're watching her move it from place to... She shoved it underneath tables.
Somebody's going to get this for me.
What is she doing?
It's just the ridiculous places that she hides it too, like under a table, behind chairs, near the cat. Like, and then she remembers... I think you see her sitting there, then she'll get comfortable, she'll put it somewhere, but then you see her eyes and she remembers, she's probably thinking, well, they're going to find it there. Hold on a second. And she grabs it and like she'll move it to another place. Like, it's been every little place in the house you could find it, it's worth it.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. If you want to get in touch with the show, or go to morelikeradio.com/live to check out the live video. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Yellow.
Marie Lopez.
Cherry Poppin' Marie.
Cherry Pop, they're married, hence why they have the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
We also have producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Sherry Dahl.
It's me.
Soon to be Sherry Heil.
It's me.
And Johnny Cakes in there.
Nihal Kailan.
You guys remember the swing dance phase?
Remember it. I'm still living it.
Yeah, I try to dress up like them on a day-to-day basis.
Who does?
It was like the beginnings of hipsters. They would wear like the zoot suits, the long chained wallets, and they would often wear like a fedora, and they couldn't wear a fedora.
It was pre-hipster stuff. Yeah.
They would try to smoke Lucky Strikes.
Right, like that 1920s look. Ugh. I hated swing
dancers.
And
then it turned into glitter beards.
But here's the thing I went on a date when I was in 10th grade.
Oh, congratulations. I went on a date once too. Fucking, I think he's better than us right off the top of the show.
I'm trying to tell
I went story. On a date when I was in 9th grade.
I went
grade.
On a date once and it was to a swing dance bar, right? And the
you
girl,
went to a swingers
I was so
bar?
Bad at swing dancing that she left me to go dance with other people who knew what they were doing.
I don't think it was the dancing.
What you're talking about.
I don't think it was the dancing. I think it was your overall demeanor and attitude.
I guess that's a meme. But she was just bored in that I didn't know how to do any of the steps. And I was just stepping all over. And then after that day, I was like, I'm going to get good at swing dancing. And then I got good at it, and then the fad died.
Here's the way how you could tell if it was your dancing or your personality. Mm-hmm. Did you talk a lot? How about this?
As much as a nervous 12th or 10th grader would.
Okay, so then it was you because you were talking. So, yeah, definitely. She heard you, and she was like, hurtful. This guy. Like,
trying to relate a story.
He can't swing dance, and also he's trying to sell me Molly.
I was
sorry, ninth grade. You're right. Ecstasy. Not Molly.
I wasn't doing either of those two things at the time. What was that, Cakes?
I was saying, like, my experience with those was that if you dance with someone that would dance there often, if you dance the same steps over and over again, they would just like nonchalantly, they would just like spin away and try to find someone that was more experienced.
Yeah, in my case, in that moment, she didn't spin away. She just literally went, I'm going to go over
she
here.
She just stopped moving and then turned around.
And turned around and walked towards someone who and said, can you please dance with me? Because this idiot is stepping on my toes.
Wow.
So
I do that to Sherry on the dance floor a lot, actually. I just kind of stop dancing. I turn around and I go back and sit down at the table. And it's in the middle of the songs, but it's because I'm done. It's not because I'm looking for someone new. It's just I'm done dancing.
Right.
Joel, I have a friend that you have to swing dance with at the wedding.
Okay.
She'll be the only one swing dancing.
She
easy to
loves
find.
It.
What's the name
That's
of
her...
this wedding again?
I don't remember.
Royce Lopez presents
a beautiful marriage of Mitch Heil and Sherry Dahl at the Hyatt Regency ballroom.
Close enough.
Well,
with
DJ
featuring.
You're right. Featuring DJ Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
What's the theme going to be for the wedding? Like Royce and Marie's was Cuban.
The theme
is going to be Cuban.
We're going with redneck north.
Midwest Cubans.
There's no such thing.
This is first
sandwiches okay. up here. What are you talking about?
A Midwest Cuban is pretty much a gangster.
Sandwiches.
It's just.
It's going to be very Minnesota earthy and fishing. So, because I counted today, there's going to be 45 people from out of state.
Here's the thing. Here's a couple things that I want to put up front, and I want to make sure you know. I know it's going to be a very busy day. You're going to have a lot of people there, but I want all the attention on me, okay?
I don't think that's a problem with you.
Very clear.
Yeah. To be honest.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to make sure it's on me. I'll be as loud as possible, be very inappropriate.
So it's like any other day?
Right, like any other day.
Can we invite Roy Sr. and Rita to come? Or no?
That depends. What is he going to gift us?
That's a good point.
I mean, I hear he throws around cars like they're dollar bills. So
a slew of insults.
Yeah, probably a slew of insults. He got really, my dad got really, really pissed. He deleted the comic because I think he really was stupid. But I'm sure you saw on Facebook when Coletta was over at the house, he was naked in my pool.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of him. But, you know, with a beer can covering his dick, obviously. And my dad's like, is that your house? That's disgraceful. How kind of man?
What?
Like, yeah, I swear to God.
Your dad?
Yeah, my dad. My
what
fucking
the hell,
my
Roy
dad.
Senior?
On Facebook. And I was like, I didn't even reply to it. Then I guess he realized that he deleted it, that he was being stupid. But I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Was he talking about Joe being disgraceful or you? Yeah,
but fucking both. Like, I don't know. I mean, Joe is... Let's face it. I understand that, but me, you know.
I'm not going to disagree that Joe's disgraceful.
Like, he was just like,
oh, he's complete disgrace.
Yeah. If he's listening, I bet you he's going to call in.
If he is, he might. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I texted him Happy Father's Day and everything, but I'm kind of pissed, you know.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I did. I'm Father's Day.
Oh, you texted Joe that or your dad?
No, my dad. I'm Father's Day.
Oh.
But I'm like, what the fuck? Like, seriously? Like, first off, you don't know me. Like
you don't know my life. You're not my real dad.
No, that's not
you
even
don't
what
know
I
who
mean.
I've kissed.
Here's the thing. He is my real dad, and
he does know who he's kissed.
And I have kissed several men, but that's not the point. That's neither here nor there. My point is that I do what the fuck I want. I do what I want. I smoke crack and I kill people. I do what I want.
People.
I do what I want.
Yeah. No, that's doesn't sound like him. Was he drunk when he texted it?
No, or
when
my dad doesn't drink at all. Oh. I mean, at all.
Was he high?
Nope. Doesn't do drugs either. Nothing. He's stone sober.
Your dad.
I don't think that's a word.
I love your father more than anything in the world. He's probably one of the biggest characters who's not a character that right. I've ever met. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like doing it. That's just him.
Yeah.
For any listeners who've ever like heard him call in,
that's Roy Sr. to be who he is.
You're right.
He ended up deleting like the comment, but I'm like, what the fuck? And but you know the worst part, Dutch, was it wasn't even a picture I posted. I was just tagged in it. Coletta posted it. So like even people who didn't know who my dad was were like Literally. Fucking seeing it.
Seeing this guy get all mad.
I know.
He's all mad.
I honestly, I didn't do anything, but you know, I was because I thought not doing anything would be better, but I was so close to pulling a cool story, Hansel. I was going to post that. I didn't do it, but I really wanted to. Oh, fuck.
But anyways, what did you guys do this weekend?
Well, as a matter of fact, let's go for, we just closed on our house today.
Ooh!
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yay. You don't know you're wrong button, sorry.
No, that one's fine.
As homeowners, I can say that the hard parts are over, and now you just have smooth sailing from here on out for the rest of your life.
You're lying.
Until your water softener goes out a week later.
Until you want to change literally anything in your house.
Here's the thing, though. How old is your house?
1950.
It's like 50 years
okay,
old.
Okay, see, ours was like from 2000, what?
Four.
Four? So yeah, ours isn't that old. You know, we don't fucking live in the fucking woods, and it doesn't snow.
HOA?
Yeah, there's an HOA.
It's a small one.
It's a small one, though. It's not a big deal.
But it still exists.
That's yeah, it does, but there wasn't an option. So
wait, it's all you have in Florida.
Florida,
I don't know what that means.
As Homeowners
Association.
So you tell you how your lawns can. Well, I mean, in the extreme example, they say you can't put up fences. You know, you have to get a.
Don't worry.
Be approved by them.
Don't worry. We already have a fence, so they can't tell us that. And there's all sorts of trees and shit all over the yard, and they're all approved. So I'm not too worried.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do when I'm bored is look for lake homes for sale. Even though I have a house, I'm always looking at lake homes for sale.
Why?
Because I want to live on a lake and I want to have land.
I think everybody wants that, but then you realize it's expensive.
And there's mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
There's water mosquitoes everywhere.
Yeah. At least in Central Florida, it was like $30,000 more to live waterfront, just straight up.
It's like double anything to live waterfront here.
Yeah.
So if your house is like, you know, $200,000 whatever, it's going to be $400,000 if you want to be on a lake.
Yeah.
Mm.
Florida has a lot of lakes.
I can't compare that, but I'm assuming it's like the
same. We have 10,000 plus.
Oh, really?
In Colorado, it's when you want to have a mountain front.
Well, it's mountainside is what they call it.
It says it on our license plate.
We know you have 10,000 lakes, but all 10,000 of them suck because they're frozen 90% of the year.
Yeah.
So, 10,000 lakes plus.
Yeah. Your lakes suck dick.
No, Superior is open.
Yeah, Superior is underwhelming if you ask me. And what other lakes do you go to there? Like, what do you fish? I get that. But outside of fishing, what do you do? Don't say hunt.
On a lake?
What do we do on lakes or what do we do in general?
In fucking lakes. Like
well, this last
lakes.
Weekend.
We went swimming this past weekend.
This last weekend, we...
Can I tell you that this is something that I don't...
You ask him a question.
No, shut up for a second, everybody. Shut up.
What do you do on lakes? Well, we went swimming.
Shut up.
Hold on.
I'm going to talk about politics for a second. Trump's
swimming,
an asshole.
I know. Hold on. Swimming in lakes, I don't agree with that.
I don't.
You go to the ocean to swim.
Yes, we don't, thank you.
We don't have alligators in our lakes. We're fine to swim in our lakes.
Yeah, you don't have alligators in your lakes. I understand. But my point is, when you live in Florida, you don't fucking go in a lake to swim. You go to the goddamn beach. And that's the other problem with living in the frozen tundra that you fucking live in. You don't even have a beach. You have to go in a fucking icky lake water that's brown and fish
no
shit.
No waves. stagnant water. That's what I think.
I hate lake water. Lake is lake. It's the worst. And I don't care about the alligators. At that point, I want an alligator to eat me. My life gotten so bad that I'm swimming in a fucking lake instead of the beach. No offense, Mitch and Sherry.
You're being really mean. I personally swim in the ocean.
I like it when we dock the anchor the boats in the middle of the lake, so I don't have to touch weeds.
Mitch, can you want to dock at your wedding?
We can dock.
Okay, cool. We're gonna dock
whenever you want.
Yeah.
Actually, I do want to go to a lake nearby for photos.
What are you gonna do? Wacky photos
on a dock.
Oh, no, okay.
I'm gonna push Mitch in.
Go with me here. Stay with me here, Sherry. Stay with me here. Camo dresses.
Well,
it's funny you mentioned that.
Funny that you mentioned that.
That reaction tells us everything that this wedding's about to be.
No. It has nothing to do with our wedding. She went to jail. Camo dress went to jail for a night. And she's no longer allowed in my brother's home. Oh, she's not allowed
to give a little backstory.
She's not allowed to talk to my brother. I'm leading it in. I'm adding excitement.
Explain to the audience who Camo Dress is again.
Camo Dress is my brother's baby mama. Is she crazy? When they got engaged, she told me I had to wear a camel. She asked me to be in it, and I agreed because it's my brother, and I love him to death. And the dress she asked me to wear was a camouflage strapless full-length gown.
I thought you were going to say
$112.
I thought you were going to say a camouflage strap-on. And I'm like, you're really weird. And also, who are you hiding the dick from?
You would never see it coming, though.
That's a good point.
So anyways, what happened with her?
So she went to go look at apartments or something because they've been separated for a while but living together because my brother's not going to throw it. If he kicks mom out, she takes baby with, and he's not throwing his baby on the street.
Sounds like a Maury episode.
It really is. It gets better. So she went out to go look for apartments, and she got all pissed off.
I'd say it's more of a Jerry Springer episode, but
because she couldn't afford the apartment she wanted, so she came back in, and she's chewing my brother out. She goes, "You need to move out of this townhouse, and you need to start paying child support." She's just fighting with him and yelling at him.
I'm assuming, is he the one that's paying the mortgage?
Yes. They own it together, but he pays most of the bills because she doesn't work. She hasn't worked for a year. She collects Social Security because she attempted to kill herself a few years in, like...
Which apparently qualifies you for
Social Security. Hold on, they give you Social Security for trying to kill yourself?
She has fetal alcohol syndrome, and she's disabled, whatever. At least that's what they say. That's what she said. So she came home. She busted my brother's TV. This is the third TV that she's broken. And she's getting in his face. And she tears up his neck with her fingernails.
Like,
she claws the fuck out of him. The photo is so bad. And she calls the cops on my brother. Because my brother...
That makes sense.
Yeah, he has never hit her. But he was probably yelling at her. He probably was.
Oh, because words hurt, right?
Yeah, right. Sticks and stones.
Words hurt more than fingernails, apparently.
My ass.
Well, don't put the fingernails in your ass, John.
And they take her.
Sorry, go ahead, Sherry.
She calls the cops and they take her. And then she ends up getting... I should find her mugshot, see where I put it. And then they... Oh, yeah, I looked it up immediately. And... she also got disorderly conduct for fighting with the police when they took her.
She
so she's no longer allowed in the house.
And she sounds great.
Oh,
she's a treat.
Hey, like, she's gonna be single soon, gentlemen. Hey. She's gonna be single soon.
Fellas.
Oh man, is she gonna be at the wedding?
No.
No. Good.
Why? Why do you do that to me?
Because she's John's not allowed near my brother.
Here's what
John's
I'm doing.
Like tone there was like, oh man, am I gonna have to fuck her? Like that's
no. Like, oh man, I'm gonna have to like videotape this thing and sell it to TMZ. Oh,
you know
man.
What? Since it's Royce Lopez presents, she's gonna be my surprise guest.
Featuring
on top
but, like,
of her
jobber, she comes out of like the back of the wrestling ring.
What I'll do is I'll get like a measuring tape, but have it at 1,000 feet and always keep them 1,000 feet apart. See, that'll be fun, right?
That would be hilarious.
We could play a
without
game.
Your measuring tape.
Yeah.
I mean, on top of her like being batshit insane, She's also ugly as fuck.
Is that,
oh,
her?
Is that her?
Oh, yeah. She's gotten and so fat.
She oh, has the look like face. she gave up on life.
She looks like Lorna from Orange is the New Black.
I get that.
She looks like, you know, like, you know, the girl from Shrek, like in mid transition, she just froze there.
Right.
That's what
right,
she
yeah,
like.
You beat me. Yeah, that's good.
So I just, please don't harass her. I just noticed we didn't blur out her names.
Yeah.
I request that nobody harasses her because my brother does have an attorney and he's trying to get full custody.
So. I really
just delete this photo.
Well, I mean, this there it was just go. Enough to see the face and.
Yeah, let's not let loose our animals.
Fair, that is public records, though.
That is true.
But nobody would be able to look her up because they wouldn't know.
It's not like they can. I mean, it's public domain.
She kind of looks like Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs.
Lone Star.
So she's out of my life, and I'll never have these. Well, I'm sure there'll be stories.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not completely 100% out yet.
Brian stuck with her for 18 years, but that's his fault.
18 years?
Well, he had a baby with her.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be a part of it in some shape or fashion.
Unless you have a really good lawyer.
Never want to have kids, just for that reason.
Does anybody know what I did this weekend?
Oh. Ooh, Cakesy.
No, that's fine. We bought a house, but let's talk about what you want. That's fine.
Oh, okay, let's talk about your house.
Story. You finished. No, Cakes. Don't worry about him. Go ahead.
No. Let's finish this house though.
I was fucking with you, John. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Two things. One, I was like just scrolling YouTube looking at old MTV like animated series, and I forgot like how many of them I watched and how awful they were. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was I went on a date with one of the waitresses from Twin Peaks.
And how the date?
Wait, what's Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks is like another Hooters.
A restaurant. It's called a restaurant.
Don't call it that.
I thought it was that overrated director's movie.
No. Okay, so anyway, you were saying you wanted a date. I want to hear about this. Okay, what's her name? First name, her, obviously.
Jason.
Her name is Josie, short for Joselina.
All right, so it's made up. Okay, so what happened?
No, her name is Josie.
Okay, and the Pussycats.
No.
Sorry,
you know, you're gonna have to refer to her as that for the rest of the story.
No, for the rest of your life.
You have to say, you can't just say Josie and I. You have to say Josie and the Pussycats and I.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I cooked for her. Yeah, man, because I have like all these like vegetables and spices in my backyard, so I cooked and grilled those for her, and I made like a grilled chicken. And,
I didn't know you were the gardening type.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good for you.
Thank you.
Did she find that attractive that you actually did that kind of stuff? Because a lot of girls might.
She was impressed because okay, one of her, I guess her college degree is in nutrition.
And she minored in restauranting, I believe.
Oh my God, her fucking tits, dude.
Okay, calm down. See, the thing. First and foremost, I want to go back here. I want to go back here a little bit before the date. How did you get her number, or how did you guys, you know?
Yeah,
how
did you guys meet?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things like I wish I would meet these people not at their job, but like I would go to Twin Peaks, you know, often.
A lot.
And a lot. And we were always like talking or whatever. And what was it? Last Saturday.
Oh, Twin Peaks means boobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, scenic views.
I got it. Okay.
And she would always and I always tried not to be like the guy that would go to that bar and be like, "Oh, hey, you're so hot, man. Oh, let me get your number." It wasn't anything like that. She was just like, "Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?" And I was like, "I got no, I mean,
me,
I
me if
like,
you're hey, lucky." And then you high five her.
She asked you?
Yeah.
What? Look at that.
And it was one of those things, like, I guess she just got out of like a 5-year relationship. And I was just thinking, like, how can anybody fuck that up with it? Because, like, I actually.
Okay, here's the question. Real quick.
Okay.
Did she suck your schlong?
You didn't even. No tact involved.
What? I said just schlong. Fucking,
like, we're leading up. But... You just fucking spike the punch with a hammer. Like, what's wrong with you?
She did, but hear me out. Like, I went down on her first.
Hold on. Royce, I hate you because we were going to get there, and I was hoping it was going to go there, but yes. You just had to be, you know, Debbie Miss Ruin Everything.
And first off, Debbie Miss Ruin Everything. Door. Debbie Miss Ruin Everything.
That
is
makes
not a
sense.
Good name.
Well, technically, both of you were talking over John, and he said it three times, and you two were up your own asses and not hearing him.
That's fine.
Sorry.
I heard you, John. Sorry. Say it three times, and they were not listening.
Okay, John, I apologize.
No, it's so cool. Totally
I was
cool.
Trying to help.
Get.
By talking over John?
Get to the part where she sucks your schlong.
I don't like her.
Well, I got like a really nice bottle of wine. So after we had dinner, you know, we were just like chilling in my living room and like just like watching Netflix.
Netflix and chill, yo.
It didn't even turn into that. It was just weird. She's like, hey, like, you know, like
just skip the Netflix and we'll watch the chill.
Yeah. Because one of those things, like, was raining outside. So like she didn't want to drive home just yet. So I was just like, hey, let me crack open this bottle of wine.
Maybe do me a favor.
Cold outside.
Maul's got a good point. Someone needs to reset the John sex clock. Someone go press the button. Reset it to zero. It has been how many days?
I think it's safe to say this is probably the hottest girl I think I've ever like went down on, and
really?
Vice versa.
I wouldn't put it in the chat, but can you send me in Facebook? I want to see what she looks like.
Yeah, man. Hold on. Yeah, let me do that.
I want to see.
Everyone
just text all of us.
Yeah. So. You said you made her chicken?
Yeah, like, I didn't know what she would like. You know what I mean?
Chicken's safe.
Yeah, chicken's not bad.
He can't multitask. We're asking him questions at the same time he's trying to say.
I'm just trying to keep my phone away from the computer so it doesn't make noises.
Okay, well, first off, I think, isn't Twin Peaks, wasn't it started by the same guy that started Hooters?
It might have. I mean, I've heard that rumor.
I believe.
Does it matter?
Is it a chain?
Is there a point? Is there a point to this? Or are you just talking about
how
hot
she is? We're stalling for John to send
pictures. Okay.
I was trying to buy time.
Royce, I just sent you her profile picture.
Okay, thank you.
Just not even paying attention to what's happening.
She's filing her nails while I'm trying to buy John time.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
she
we're
calls
trying to buy him
out.
Time, obviously.
And he calls me. She calls
if
me
you were
out.
Actually paying attention, you would have understood that.
You guys are really mean. I am paying attention.
All right, so continue.
Oh, okay. So you always do the whole one thing led to another nonsense. Like, tell us what happened. Like, how did you start out? Were you guys, you know, how did you get into the making out thing? What was the lead up?
I think at first because she was asking me what I was doing on Saturday and I just led into I'm not doing I'm free. Would you like to, you know, would you like to come over to my house and I can, like, you know, cook you something? And
wow, first date he goes right to come over to my house.
Well, I thought, man, like, I'm fucking like, you know, I'm like 33 years old and, like, you know, I haven't really like lived my life, so to speak. So I was like, yeah, what the fuck? Why not? Because I have like one of my things that, like I said, is like not to get into a relationship and or date somebody at their job, you know, like the door girl at like a nightclub or some shit like that, where they're getting paid like for the most part, the girls that work at Twin Peaks or any of these kind of restaurants, they get paid and they doll themselves up so they can get tips from.
She's
right.
Really? Okay, so by the way, I'm looking at her picture. She's really hot.
Yeah.
I want one.
I check your Facebook chat, Dutch.
I want one.
Facebook chat.
I
check
want
it.
One.
Oh, Facebook. Okay, I thought you were texting. She's really hot.
She is.
Sit in the chat.
So, okay, did you just get a blammer jammer, or did you go all the way?
Wait, what's a blammer jammer?
A blowjob.
Oh.
I mean,
term.
It kind of just like played a bear, like, because she sat down at my couch. We're watching. I think we ended up watching.
Whoa.
What's up?
She's hot. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
And we were just like scrolling through. I think we ended up watching like
Loose Change
Black or something. Oh. I really don't remember. I just put something on, I guess, like for ambiance. And she started getting a little bit closer to me or whatever. Uh-oh. And she started like snuggling. And then like she started like rubbing my thigh.
Mm.
And then started rubbing, you know, the outline of my dick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. So then I started making moves.
Now, you gotta slow this down a little bit.
Okay.
So she started rubbing your thigh.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
Gotcha.
And this is what I guess.
No. Sensual voice now.
This is what kind of started it.
No, not like your autistic sensual voice.
Like sensual, she, like yes. More breathy.
So you know she.
Now you sound nasally. Now you're Woody. That's Woody Allen. That's Woody Allen. No.
So then let me just
midnight. Like hey, you know,
do your good sex voice.
Quiet storm. Like
this quiet storm. Quiet there you storm. Go.
Yeah, so anyway.
All right, that's not bad.
Keep on sounding like that. Man.
I like it. That's fine.
You know what? I kind of like it. Keep
that
going.
That one's good, actually.
So she like leaned over to like my ear and she started like nibbling on it. She said,
oh, did she breathe into your ear?
And she's like, is that your dick? And I go,
is that your dick?
No, wait. Like, I guess because like, I had like a raging heart on and she was like,
but you gotta understand,
this girl is like 5'1" and like stacked up the wazoo.
Your dick.
That's awesome.
So she was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have so much fun with this.
Oh, that's hot.
That's pretty
hot. Yeah,
that's
what started it all. And I took
so much fun with, I got a little chubby from that. That's a great one.
So then I like chugged my glass of wine, and then I kind of, she was wearing a skirt, so I kind of like slid the front of her panties to the side, and I started like diddling with her box, and then I just started just like, and I
stop then, hold on,
you make it so sexy, man.
Diddling with her box.
Dude, oh, she was playing with my piece, man.
Box. This fucking whore. You, John Dice Clay.
Yeah, so I'm like, hey, that's my dick.
My banana juice, you fucking animal.
I'm like, hey, you just had dessert. Why don't you get some more after coffee? I fucked it up. You just had dinner. Why don't you get some dessert? Oh!
Okay, listen.
You can't recover that one, man. That was bad.
Any hoosie.
Yeah, sorry.
And so then I like positioned like myself to go down, and I just started basically just like doing the alphabet with my tongue on her box, and she was
good move.
She like, huh?
Is that a good move?
Yeah, and I guess I was doing it right because then she took her thighs and just like basically just boxed my ears. like just clamped down. I thought she was
that
gonna, like,
a good like, feeling that you know that you're, well, hold on. Ladies on the show, like, is that a good sign, or is that you subtly saying stop doing what you're doing?
Hold on, what does the alphabet mean?
Oh, okay.
Tongue, you do A, B, C, D, all the
you
way
do the
to
alphabet
whatever.
With your tongue while you're licking.
You
the
draw clip. The letters in capital mm-hmm. with your tongue.
Yes. Oh. Thanks, Katie Morgan.
Oh, okay.
That's never.
And then here was the cool move, because she's basically fun size. While my face was in her fucking puss,
and remember and earlier when you guys were getting on me about saying schlong?
Well, fucking damn, I was gonna say box, but then y'all make fun of me when I say box.
Puss, just say pussy.
All right, so I'm on her pussy, and then I take my left hand. And I scoop it behind, like underneath her pussy, upper crack, and like basically just like kind of just cradled her, and I lifted her off the couch while she's like still on my face, and I basically like using peripheral vision, I basically led her to my bedroom.
So you drug her?
No.
Was her head? Wait, hold on. Wait, I'm confused now.
Okay, I can describe it again. Okay.
You're eating her pussy, right?
I'm eating her pussy.
Right,
so I basically do like a fireman's carry while I'm still eating her pussy, and then I basically cradle her and her...
You kind of flipped her up in the 69 position, but you were walking?
No, she wasn't upside down. She was up in the air. Like, if you lift somebody up in the air...
So her... Okay, I get it now. So her legs were over your shoulders...
and they were basically crossed around my neck, and so I lifted her.
I see it.
Carried her like that while I'm doing the alphabet to my bedroom.
Good move.
I knew I could do this move because of how small she was.
Right. Yeah, spinners are fun.
And then didn't like actually penetrate only because I didn't have a condom.
That's not a reason.
Well, on the first date, when you do something like that, you know, I don't know. And also, the first time around, I didn't want to dip my pen in company ink because I want to be the person when I show up to like the bar again to be like, oh, hey, that's the guy that
pen and company ink doesn't really count if you don't work there. You go there, so it's different.
Yeah, I guess. And then she's kind of like, she doesn't really go out with the rest of like the waitresses like out afterwards. I mean, like she's cool with them all and everything, but she. Like I said, she doesn't seem like one of those people that does this often.
Why did you not have a condom, though? I mean, it seems that's like rule one.
Well, you don't have any in your house?
Yeah, well, I did. I had boxes of them from the British chick, but I was worried that they were expired.
Oh, come on, rookie.
Shut the fuck up. Well, they're not really expired. You can still use them. Everybody knows that.
Don't know.
Hold on. Be honest with us. Hold on, hey. Real quick, dude. Show code. You have to be honest with us. Did you have issues getting it up? John?
Did we lose him?
No, I mean, I'm looking at him. What a weird time.
I mean, okay if he didn't. I mean, I get nervous. I used to get nervous all the time. On first dates.
John doesn't go silent. His Skype must have died on him.
Skype fucked up at the wrong time. That was the worst.
That was the worst time
for his Skype to fuck up. Panicking after that question. Hold on, John. You there?
But you're going in and out, bud. You're going in and out, buddy. You're going in and out.
They are.
All right. You can hear me?
Okay, yes. Sorry. Now I can. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So repeat what you said.
Did you have an issue getting it up?
No, because like I said, like when we were sitting on the couch and she started rubbing my like it's a thing like with the left side of my body, like especially like my knee as she was kind of like scratching and caressing. It's 10 times more sensitive to touch since my.
Okay, fine. I don't care about that. My point is we're trying to figure out why you didn't fuck her. Expired condoms, bad excuse. You know, you got to have. What actually was going on? I mean, it's okay if you got like nervous boner, you know, limp.
A gentleman? No,
straight up. I didn't want to be a one night stand. I really like this girl.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, I understand that. So you kind of like, I'll eat your box the first night and then make you.
And then you're going to come to Mitch and Sherry's wedding with me.
Yes.
Hold on. When did this happen, by the way?
This happened Saturday.
All right. When are you going to see her again?
I don't know.
Have you texted her?
Today I did. I asked her.
What'd you say?
I asked her the next time that she was like working.
Well, okay. You shouldn't ask that. Next time you'd be like, so we're hanging out this day and have her say, oh, I can't. I'm working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a roundabout way to say make a date.
I'm off this Friday, so I asked her if she wanted to go see Finding Dory or
no
or
Finding Dory.
I said a movie, but I didn't say Finding.
Listen,
Dory.
Unless Dory's her the name, which you're gonna call her vagina, then no Finding Dory. Would you go and you have?
I don't know about that because I've heard Finding Dory is good and girls like good movies.
Right, and Disney's always a good bunch bet. And hate that move.
That's safe.
He's already eating her out, though. You don't really have to take her to see a Disney movie.
Doesn't matter.
Love me some Disney movies.
Shut up, Sherry. Disney movie. I said a movie.
Okay. Well, either way. Here's what you do. Not a movie. You specifically say which movie. Like Finding Dory. Say, hey, we're watching Finding Dory on Friday. Which time works best for you? Because it's like you're planning a date, but at the same time giving her a little bit of input.
Well, I gave her two options, either a movie or shooting pool, you know, because she said that she likes pool.
Okay.
Well, the big thing is because one of the big conversations we got into, she wants to start taking up guitar lessons, and she knows that I play guitar. So she's in the process of purchasing a guitar for girls that have small hands.
Keep it. Okay. First off, they have that. It's called the ukulele. Second,
I told her that. She's like, she said she didn't like a ukulele. I told her it's like the closest thing to a bass guitar because of the strings.
Okay. Secondly, kudos if she has small hands. That makes your dick look bigger.
I think that was the other reason, too. I was like, oh, my God. Yes.
So if you play pool, there's going to be a lot more conversation happening than.
Than a movie.
At a movie.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It's up to you.
Go for a pool date. That's a good one.
That's a little cooler, too. You go to the bar, you could drink, you know, hang out. I mean, and then if you're playing pool, unlike a movie, if you guys want, you don't have to stay 2.5 hours. If you guys want to head out after an hour and go bang, you can. You know, with a pool, you have kind of more opening to leave, you know?
I firmly believe movies are a good fifth date.
Also, another thing, too, I never thought I would because, like, I really don't I'm not into Spanish girls, and she's a little bit of, she has a little bit of Latin.
First off, racist.
Because I'm looking at the picture of her here. She doesn't look maybe a little bit. Nice titties, though.
Yeah, they are fantastic. So, and she has like tiny fucking nips, too.
How old is she, by the way?
She's about like 30-ish. Like she's like 28, 29, 30. I'm like a couple of years older than her.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's awesome, man. I'm actually very happy there.
Good.
It's very good.
And what's great too, typical, I guess, like I guess waitress from one of these kind of bars. She has a tramp stamp tattoo that from a quick glance looks like the Anheuser-Busch symbol.
Now she doesn't know she does. She's not listening to the show tonight. I hope not. Cause after what
she doesn't know I do a podcast.
Good. Good.
It's a good call. That's a good thing. Keep that from her. Keep that from her as long as you can.
Yeah. Like,
because John, your friends are terrible. And I guarantee, I guess I can't guarantee, but I have a feeling the first thing that one of your friends might say to her.
Have you ever had sex with a black dude?
Yeah, that's what he's going to say.
You know,
theoretically.
First off,
2 years later.
First off, I'm going to say
3 years later.
Four and a half years later.
Another thing that I kind of figured that I had a chance with her was because the guy that she was dating for 5 years, it's like one of those things, like if you date like a girl that's, you know, like basic or whatever, and you stick with her long enough and then she gets work done. And then you're basically married into that person's looks. And it's like, hey, and here's my boyfriend. It's like, really? He's not the guy that does your IT? Like that's what this guy looked like. Like, he looked like...
Wait, why?
He looked like bisexual Ian.
So why was she showing
pictures? He's listening.
Hold on.
That's not an insult. I'm just describing what
No,
this
he
guy
really is listening.
I have a question. Why was she showing you pictures of her ex-boyfriend?
No, it's like she like was like showing me pictures of her guitar that she was looking to get, and he was in the one of the photos, and I was like, oh, is that the guy that's going to get you the guitar? She's like, oh, no, that's my ex.
Okay. Number one, I want to go back a little bit here. Fuck you guys, okay? I asked that question joking to Sherry, and look, me and Sherry are best friends
now. It obviously affected them, Royce.
Yeah, well, yeah, fucking trauma. You know what? Mitch was in fucking I.
Joke or not. Joke or not. It's still going to get asked.
I was like, scarred.
Mitch was in the Middle East, and my comment was worse than that.
Yeah, I have feelings.
First off.
Actually, it didn't hurt me at all.
First off, since when have you had feelings? You are a fucking robot if I've ever seen one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Feelings. Shut up. You're the most sarcastic, dry person I've ever met.
But I figured everyone would be proud of me.
Yes, very proud.
Definitely are. Okay, so, well, you know what? If anything, us trying to give you advice on girls always makes it fail. So if anything...
Sorry.
What's
sorry.
Wrong? Are we not entertaining you?
That was the sound of my relationship status going to a call.
Sorry. Sorry. Well, that was loud.
The audio equivalent of Marie filing her nails.
I don't understand. If you don't feel good, go lay down. But Jesus.
Can I?
Yes, please go.
Thank God.
I would rather you lay down than sit here and fucking play videos. I mean, obviously, that's a better option.
Anyways. So, yeah, don't, you know what? This time around, don't take any of our advice. Just do you and see where that goes.
And her. Do her as well.
Fuck her as much as you possibly can. But don't listen to our advice as far as what you should do or shouldn't do. Because every time we've done that with you, it doesn't work out. So apparently, I think we're not good as far as quarterbacking your relationships.
Royce, I'm going to send you another photo.
With this weed stuff. Okay. Yeah. So basically, we should call her, right?
No, please no. Don't call her.
Is that what we were saying?
I was saying I think we should stay out of this.
You're saying we should call her?
I'm hoping we can just.
Don't you goddamn dare!
I want him to succeed.
I want him to succeed too. And what's a better way to succeed than our friends helping him?
I think
don't you fucking do it.
We are the anti to John succeeding.
No, we're not. That's not true at all.
7 fucking years, dude. How many relationships have we fucked up for him?
I don't remember.
Well, I think one of them we didn't fuck up that kind of just happened in a way was the New York girl, the Canada girl.
Oh, Raylan?
Yeah.
Well, see, he fucked his
own. Fucked up.
I don't know if that was really a relationship, though. Yeah, was it?
Yep.
Nah, I guess that would be like a fling.
Yeah, that's different.
Well, let's see who. There was Blendl Holtz. What? And there was.
Paul was asking earlier, whatever happened to that cosplay girl from a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, that shit got kind of, it didn't really go anywhere because I got cock blocked by a guy that dressed up like a bald anime character. Right.
She was just more asking, like, it was there a follow up? Like, did you talk to her at any time past that whole?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. She felt really bad that everything happened the way it did. And then she went silent because of the whole massacre thing, because she had a lot of friends that died at that place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
Man, this episode is definitely not as deep as last week's Dutch and Royce.
Last week's Dutch and Royce, like, I was just saying, Royce, this is where I was in a weird conundrum. Do I plug last week's?
Yeah, you plug
it. And make it seem like I'm trying to promote our show, you know, and then use that as a promotion tool, but it was actually coming from a good place where I'm like, okay, that was a powerful, you know, episode that we had where we had the brother of one of the victims.
You know, he was going to be on tonight.
Friends last week on, and it was, I mean, I cried. I mean, like
he was going to come on again today. Today was the funeral. But too many people showed up and he got backed up. He said he wanted to come on the show because he met Obama and he wanted to talk about it. So
that's right. I heard that Obama.
So he might be on next Tuesday.
I heard that Obama came down there.
Yeah. Yeah, he was down here yelling at us. Whatever. I'm on Facebook, Dutch, so as you know, everyone
has. Celebrate good Obama. Come on! It's Obama, Obama.
I'm only seeing the one picture.
Royce, I just sent you 2 that by all means, if you want to post those in the chat, a lot of people are asking to see them.
Post them in the chat. You sure?
Maybe take like one that's like innocuous, like where you can't really identify.
No. Like, I mean, I'm posting them in Fargo. Mitch, if you could like maybe cut the heads out, especially the one I just sent. The boobs on that one are fucking Jesus Christ, John.
Here, send it to Holy me directly.
No, don't send it to
Are
Doug.
They real?
No,
they're fake.
I don't want, you sent it
no,
to me
I don't want Dutch. I don't want you to see it, Dutch.
They're fake and they're spectacular.
I just sent it to you.
They are delightful.
Oh, nice.
Dude. I have no judgment against fake boobs. I love them. It was Those just an honest nice question.
Titties.
They look gigantic on her, though, and look spectacular.
So she's a teeny tiny?
Dude, like she's like 5 feet and she weighs like maybe like 100 pounds, if that.
Awesome.
And I think the weight's
and most
in the
of it's boobs.
Yep.
John, I mean, if you know, if you want,
I love big titties.
God, everybody in the chat room wants to fucking see, and I.
You can post them and I guess delete them. I guess you know, like you know, the crime photo that you just showed.
I guess.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Oh fuck!
All right, here we go. The girl that John is talking about is the one on the right.
Oh, I was going to pixelate him, but...
Oh, nope. Okay. that 3, 2, 1, bam. That's all you guys get to see.
Ooh, that was good. That was nice. Very quick. I mean, except for the people watching the YouTube video, they could just pause it at that point and see the picture.
Oh, damn it.
For as long as they want to.
Hey, no. Look, John gave us our blessing, dude. What do you want me to do?
I don't care. I'm glad.
We're going to do over censor work when he said, yeah, you're fine?
Oh, no, I don't care.
Second of all, it's public domain.
Third of all, wow, she is really hot.
She's hot, dude. Oh, there you go, Mitch.
Oh, that's
that
perfect.
Would be the correct thing to do.
That's better.
No, doing what I did.
The one on the right, right?
I kind of fucked it up, didn't I?
Yeah, the big ass titties on the right.
Mm.
Nice.
I would put her left titty in my mouth.
Very nice.
I'll put her right one in my mouth.
Oh.
Her left one's my favorite because it's bigger.
Well, that means that the surgeon didn't do a good job.
And I see the Hispanic now. What kind of Hispanic does she have?
I'm going to say Spain.
Her last name is Bliaz.
That doesn't mean that could literally be anything.
I don't want to say the last name, so I said Bliaz.
That's I know, but if it ends with a Z, that could be any fucking nationality.
Okay.
I mean, she almost looks like Argentinian or something.
Yeah, I was going to say something South American.
Let's call her and ask.
Don't
you know
what?
Well, that's not a bad idea, but I
didn't
don't
you just warn?
Ruin...
Didn't you just warn him not to have her on the phone with me? And then 10 fucking minutes later,
I just said that's not a bad idea, but I don't think we
no,
should.
No, not you, not you. I'm saying Sherry. Sherry said, make sure Royce doesn't speak to her. And he's like, we should call her up. So you know what? There you go. Shows you you guys
want to
see
what
it
Sherry
happen.
Wants. She doesn't want you to talk to her. She wants to talk to her because Sherry wants more friends because she thinks selfish.
I love friends. And also, we should mute all men's mics so I can talk to her. Marie and I can talk to her. Marie and I like friends.
You just want more girls to kiss.
Yeah, I don't really want them to talk to me, though. I just want to kiss them and touch their boobs. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, it's a lot to ask.
Because it's just your weird lesbianism is starting to get annoying. For who?
It's just what I like. We have these three new employees at work that sit in cubes right next to me, and my area is so much girly and gigglier now, and I want to stab myself. I hear this all day.
Are they Asian?
Shut the fuck up.
No, Sherry hates like actual girls.
Oh,
but
I like tough
you like
bitches.
Girls.
Yeah,
I like Marie. Someone, I just want Marie someone, all day.
Someone has
you're
and
one Kelsey.
Of eight people that like Marie.
That's why she's
so weird.
Wedding.
I either like them the one really, of really, really tall, or I like them teeny tiny.
Right. So everybody.
Hey, by the way, that's the same amount of people that also like Kelsey.
I like Kelsey.
Right. You're one of eight.
One of eight.
Same amount of people that like Sherry.
Yes.
What is it? Why do our broads? Why does everybody hate our girlfriends?
Because they're jealous.
No, I know why. It's not they're jealous. We turned them into these fucking monsters, and then when they become these monsters, then we wonder why everybody hates them because we made them into.
To be
them.
Fair, I think Sherry was a monster already. It's just she needed someone that she could be an actual monster.
She needed a yang to her ying.
Yeah,
you had to slay the beast.
Yeah.
I needed someone who loved me for me and not my fake self.
Ma says she'd eat all your pussies just saying.
Well, Ma, we have to see what you look like. And you've been doing this thing for the last how many years you've been a listener where you're prove that you're an actual girl.
She's a girl. I know that. I mean, she posted a picture.
Have you seen pictures of her?
Just her hair or something.
Okay, well, I can find pictures of hair anywhere I want.
Oh, we should have traded.
I feel like
John's
she's the
lady's
biggest.
Boob pics for her.
Oh, there you go.
You losers! Why didn't you think of that sooner?
We don't know how to negotiate with terrorists.
She's right. He's right.
Okay, fine, Maul. I'll show you my boobs if we can see your face.
Well, just prove that you were not just some weird dude posing as a girl. Man.
And even if you are a dude, it's okay.
It's okay.
Well, like
we don't judge.
We don't judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catfishing is normal at this point for some.
Right.
Of us.
But I don't want to be catfished.
Maybe not
show.
All of us. Some of us.
Yeah. Well, just you.
Well, some of us.
Should I say anything to this or no? Okay.
What?
Oh, she's finding a pic.
Sorry.
She's looking.
I'm getting distracted because I forgot to pull up an actual playlist to get us out of here.
No, it's okay. But
hoping you guys will do something fun.
I'm looking through John's friends list.
John, at some point I'd like to talk to this lady. I mean...
No, don't.
4 months is the magic number.
No, at some point. Like, what if you guys start going out? I can't ever meet her?
Never.
Well, yeah, but I just... No, not right now.
You just can't talk to her.
2 years in.
Yes.
You know what? I don't really fucking like this. Like, I feel like you guys fuck all you guys. Like... What's the problem with me? Sherry talked to me and fucking look at that. They're about to get married.
What's the problem with you?
Oh, I found her.
Kelsey talked to me and you guys are doing great. All these. So you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm a fucking godsend. So
dang.
You guys
should be thanking me.
I thought you were God smack.
No, no.
Oh, I'm not listening to you anymore. I'm looking up Mrs. Santa photos.
What? What are you doing?
Oh, John's lady
Sherry
has a Santa
is,
outfit.
Sherry, shut up. Sherry is Facebook stalking.
What the hell are you doing, Sherry?
How did you find the Facebook?
She is Facebook stalking.
I know how.
Ring.
God damn it. I know
Sherry,
how
Sherry, what the hell are you doing?
Nothing.
Right, we're going to take a Sherry. Break. We're going to stalk with Sherry and the weirdness.
Puppy!
Oh, yes, Sherry is stalking. Yes,
no. On a break.
Sherry,
that's
don't you nice. Goddamn dare.
Sherry is on a stalking spree. Woo! Woo!
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you. Gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down. Wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to AtomicCast.
More Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
That's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. You don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick.
It.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into The Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're gonna...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. The new standard in internet radio.
Take a look at this.
Jesus Christ.
That right there is the mail. Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay? Pepe Silvia, this name keeps coming up over and over again. Every day, Pepe's mail is getting sent back to me. Pepe Silvia, Pepe Silvia. I look in the mail. Well, this whole box is Pepe Silvia. So I say to myself, I gotta find this guy. I gotta go up to his office. I gotta put his mail in the guy's goddamn hands. Otherwise, he's never gonna get it. He's gonna keep coming back down here. So I go up to Pepe's office. And what do I find out, Mac? What do I find out? There is no Pepe Silvia. The man does not exist, okay? So I decided, oh, shit, buddy. I got to dig a little deeper. There's no Pepe Silvia. You got to be kidding me. I got boxes full of Pepe. All right, so I start marching my way down to Carol in HR. And I knock on her door and I say, Carol! Carol, I got to talk to you about Pepe. And when I open the door, what do I find? There's not a single goddamn desk in that office. There is no Carol in HR. Matt. Half the employees in this building have been made up. This office is a goddamn ghost town.
Okay, Charlie, I'm gonna have to stop you right there. Not only do all of these people exist, but they have been asking for their mail on a daily basis. It's all they're talking about up there. Jesus Christ, dude, we are gonna lose our jobs.
Well, calm down, because here's one thing that's not gonna happen.
What?
We're not gonna get fired.
We're not.
Because we've already been fired.
We've lost our jobs?
Yeah. About 3 days ago, a couple pink slips came in the mail. One for you, one for me. So what did I do? I mailed them halfway to Siberia, okay?
If we've lost our jobs, that means we've lost our health insurance, which means all of this was for nothing. God damn it, dude, I'm having a panic attack. I'm actually having a panic attack.
Will you settle down and have another cup of coffee?
I am, bro.
All right, well, fine. You know what, Barney? Give this guy a cigarette. He's freaking out.
Huh? Who?
Barney. He's the guy who tipped me off to Pepe Silvia.
Barney? Who the hell is Barney?
You don't see Barney. Oh, shit. What the hell are you...
Oh. You've lost your mind. You've lost your goddamn mind, Charlie.
Second hour, Gush and Royce. MoreLikeRadio.com. Check us out live on MoreLikeRadio.com/live. If you'd like to check in on the chat, see the video, also search us out on YouTube, More Like Radio. We're live streaming there. We're live streaming just about everywhere. Just type in Dutch and Royce in Google, and you'll find us in a bunch of different areas. What are you guys eating there, Mitch and Sherry?
Ice cream.
What it's kind?
Delicious.
What kind?
I can't eat ice cream anymore.
Vanilla and chocolate syrup.
I'm like, but what brand? Just like whatever?
Just a local. Trip. Yeah.
I was hoping you guys would say, oh, we made it. Out of Elk.
No, we actually do have an ice cream maker in the freezer, though.
I want an ice cream maker.
I got it for Christmas.
I love
She's
you.
She's just lazy. And
damn it. That's what I was going to get. That's what I was going to get you for a wedding gift.
Well, why would
you just buy me ice cream instead?
You're the one presenting the whole wedding.
How about as a wedding gift, I give Mitch a hand job in front of you, Sherry? Is that a wedding gift?
Okay.
All right. That's fine. Mitch, I didn't ask Mitch. I just assumed he's
in on it. It doesn't bother me either way.
I'm assuming he's in on it.
He's just like, yeah, my dick's getting sucked.
No, I said, first off, I said hand job.
Oh.
You went straight to fucking mouth. Dick suck.
Yeah.
That was you, Sherry, you fucking pervert.
Can we go ahead and say for the record that hand jobs suck?
Yeah, hand jobs suck. I had this conversation this weekend, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I was talking to other Joe who called in last week.
Got you kissed?
And one of the men I've kissed. And I was
the other one's right here.
I said hand jobs are the worst, and he confessed that his wife gives a good hand job. And I'm like, I'm sure she gives a fine hand job, but does she give a better hand job than you give yourself? He goes, no. I go, that's the point. There's not a hand job any girl could give that is better than you jerking yourself off, period. End of story.
Unless you lose your arms.
Jesus, Mitch.
That was a caveat I hadn't thought about, Mitchell.
Fuck! Mitch fucking threw a goddamn monkey wrench. You ruined my whole theory, Mitch. I didn't think about the armless. And now you made me... Now I feel bad for injured vets because of it. Thanks, Mitch.
Now I gotta donate again.
Fuck!
Donate hand jobs.
There you go.
It's like the United Way, but instead of two hands, is a hand going to into a dick?
Right. and to go with your point earlier, I don't think any girl can give a better blowjob than a guy can give himself one. Like give himself a hand job.
No, I disagree.
That's why I
disagree.
Think that trannies would probably be the best at going down on a guy only because they know how a guy thinks.
Or a gay
guy.
Okay,
so tell me about your hand job.
Hold on, stop. First off, no, I agree with the hand job, Dutch, but I'm not with you. I've gotten blowjobs that are way better than me jerking off. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, no.
Maybe I'm just saying that because that's one of my stand-up bits on how blowjobs suck.
No, tell me about what's a good blowjob and what's a good hand job. Educate me.
Well, guys are the only ones who know how to give good hand jobs, and they give them to themselves.
Yes. But why? Tell me about it. What do you do?
It's rhythm.
We're with ourselves 24/7.
Right. We know the speed and the place is the touch.
Speed,
correct.
Rhythm, pressure.
What's the place? What's the place?
No,
that
that's the thing. It changes. See, girls don't get it. Yeah. Hold on, Dutch, John.
Hold on. How do you guys jerk off? Do you guys jerk off full hand? Do you do like a fastball grip with just two fingers and a
full
thumb?
Hand.
Like, how do you guys do it?
Full hand. I go full hand.
It's tricky because I have like a fucking windsock.
So do I. You know, I have foreskin too. I still use full hand. It's not tricky. There's no fucking. There's no tricks I'm doing. I just jerk it off.
I do three. Okay, so I have my three main fingers and my pinky.
Your pinky is out like you're sipping a cup of tea.
Not out.
Fancy.
Oh, Dutch.
It's just soft grip. It's not a full grip, whereas the top three are full grip.
Dutch, you know now's a good time
like it's there, but it's not there.
Now's a good time to remind people to listen to last week's Dutch and Royce, a very powerful episode. It's a
powerful episode.
I suggest
I'm talking about jerk off techniques.
I suggest you listen. To last week's
this radio
because
show.
I know we got a lot of new fans because of it. like we did. I got a lot of new Dutch. The Dutch and Royce page on Facebook had a whole bunch of new fans. So there's new people listening. Last week we were powerful. This week we're venting. So you know what? If we want, we talk about hand jobs a lot.
Back to the serious conversation. How do you guys actually jerk it? So here, hold on. So okay, so I got a Gatorade bottle here, right? So.
Well, you first off, you fucking wish, my friend.
Let me actually get
you fucking wish.
That's why I stopped myself. Is so let me get something more representative. Okay, so this top part of it, that's more representative of my dick. All right, so that's I do small. More like
so small.
Yeah, exactly. It's bigger than that.
So I kind of do more of a like these three. This one's the strongest. This one's a little more. This one's a little less. This one's kind of it's just hanging out. My pinky
just wants to be part
of the action. It doesn't actually want to jump in on the phone. It just wants to watch. So that's more of the grip that I do. What do you guys do?
All right. I have the Diet Coke. Like, okay, see? All right. And obviously not this size. Duh. But the grip, I go full hand. See how I'm going full hand here? Yeah. And I just go down and up. And I don't always
use all four fingers?
Yeah, I use all whole hand.
Okay.
Like this.
And all four fingers are the same pressure.
Yeah. All four fingers, same pressure, go down. And then when I want, I go up and down the whole shaft. And then towards, you know, when I really want to speed things up, let's say I got to rub out a quick one, then I focus just on the top.
See? Right.
Like this.
But if you want to prolong it.
Then you go you down.
Closer to the base.
Exactly. Yeah,
the base,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
There's a different speed that you go. Like right. If you're like getting close, you kind of slow down. And you give a little bit more pressure.
Yeah, correct.
And you just, or, you know.
Or there's also that speed of like where you're, you know, you don't realize that you're clicking on too many open windows and you're like, you're half limp and you're like, oh, wait, I should probably start jerking off again. I'm going into like a porn tube.
And no, Maul, this isn't diet.
Oh, shit. And then you just hit it real quick.
No, and Maul. It's the worst because you can't use your mouse with your left hand. It just doesn't work.
Mouse, oh, no.
I've mastered that by this point.
Bullshit. I see. I go.
I'm telling you.
No, I believe you have.
I'm ambidextrous as far as
I need. No, I need to like, I need to jerk off with my right hand, but then I put the mouse in my left hand so I can find things. And it's just
dude,
weird
it's 2016.
So
I just
I've mastered the reverse thing with using my left left hand middle finger as the pointer.
And it's 2016. That. You fucking use your smartphone. Fucking computer. You don't jerk off with a computer anymore.
I want to see pussy.
Hold on. Can I counter your argument, my friend? Here's the thing. You jerk off, you've missed, then you've on the keyboard. Cleaning keyboard would come is terrible. It's hard. With a smartphone, you wipe that shit right off.
Are you using? Wait, so you've got it on both your keyboard and your smartphone?
Why are you jerking off all of your electronics? Why aren't you like, you know, using like either a toy or like
okay,
when you come,
off,
how about just not shoot it towards
one,
your electronics?
Number one, yeah, I don't tell you how to jerk off. Let's start with that. Okay.
Wait, I want to get into this. So where do you guys finish? Because I use Kleenex because you take the Kleenex, you put it right on the tip of your dick and you go, you come in your Kleenex and then you just wipe it up and you throw it in the toilet and you're done.
I've had issues where I've only used one. And it kind of made a mess because it kind of just pushed out.
Well, Kleenex or toilet paper, but it's like
towel. I use a towel, and you know, and then I wash the towel weekly, obviously. But I use a towel,
and then you wash your face with the towel because it's a great moisturizer.
It's a different.
I'm sorry, towel. Go ahead.
It's a different towel that I use. It's not my bath towel.
My cum towel for a while was a Steelers terrible towel. And I'm not even joking. Because fuck the Steelers. I just happen to have one. You know what I mean? Like with the football for the rest of people besides Royce and John.
I want to go back to blowjobs now. Tell me about your perfect blowjob.
There's not one.
There's no such thing as perfect.
Okay, tell me about a good blowjob you've had.
Swallow. They can't just like, you know, like spit it into
the forget
like
all that. Let's
something.
Start at the beginning. Pressure. You have to make good suction. Girls think it's all about sloppy, sloppy. It's not necessarily. I mean, yeah, some.
No, it's actually. You actually have to blow on it.
No, you don't. You don't literally blow on it.
This is a good blowjob.
No.
I know somebody has probably had a friend who's had that happen before. Where they're like,
"Am I doing it right?"
It's a blowjob, right? It's supposed to feel good.
So. pressure. You have to maintain pressure. A vacuum seal, if that makes sense. So it's
yeah, food saver that dick.
Yeah, food saver.
It has to be. It can't just be you going up and down on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
There's actually has to be suction.
Yes,
sucking on it. Otherwise, we're just feeling. That's the reason why we like fucking pussies, because there's suction around it. It closes around it, and we feel it all around our dick.
Right.
When you're just if you're sucking our dick and you're not actually sucking, you're just having your lips on our dick. It's just we just feel wet things going on the outsides of our penis. It's like there's no actual feeling there. It's like, okay, well, there's that.
I just want to put a caveat in this.
Women, no, don't do that.
I just want to put a caveat on this. It still feels good, regardless of how bad of a blowjob it is. It still
Mitch
feels good.
Mitch is like, yes, there's lips on my dick. Finally,
yeah,
I'm old now. I
just want things on my dick. I don't care what it is.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like doing it because
girls. You don't like giving blowjobs?
Yeah. I don't like girls
you need to be clear.
Who do it who think they know what they're doing. That's the worst, is the ones who will start sucking your dick and then they start jerking it off like they see in porn. And it's like, it's not lubricated enough. You're rubbing my head. Did I tell you guys that hand job story I had when I was in high school?
Which one?
The one where she rubbed the head of my dick raw and I had to have band-aids on it for like 2 weeks.
Aww.
Yeah. Basically, this girl had
How'd you take them off, man? That had to like pull the skin.
Oh, it wasn't fun, John. Basically, she just started like giving me a hand job. And I'm not circumcised, so I don't have that sheath maneuverability, right?
You are circumcised.
I'm not. What?
Are you circumcised or not?
I am not circumcised, so I don't have the extra sheath mobility. So
that
she just...
Do you have foreskin or not?
I am not circumcised. So when I get hard, I don't have...
No, he's wrong. First off, Dutch, you're saying it wrong.
Yeah, you are.
You make fun of me for being not circumcised.
Oh, I'm an idiot. No, I am circumcised.
Oh, my God, dude. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's the list for Joel. Jesus Christ. Wow. Okay, I am
Whackity schmackity.
By the way, Mitch, Sean just sent me a message that he's drinking one of your land sharks and that you're a cunt.
What'd I do?
Mitch, Sean said, tell Mitch I'm drinking one of his land sharks and he's a cunt.
What did I say about Landshark?
I don't know.
He's just pointing out he's drinking a beer and he just wanted to insult you, I think.
Okay. I don't remember saying anything about Landshark, though.
Anyways, so I am, were not, is circumcised.
Wow, he had it so backwards and he was fighting with us.
God, I can't believe I apologize to anybody with ears right
hey,
now.
Hey, by the way, that goes on the botch list. Don't you forget
it. Oh, it does. No, I wrote it down. Actually, I memorized it, but I need a pen. Where's my pen? Anyways, just somebody remind me. So, I am circumcised. But anyways, she just didn't have the concept of lube or anything. She just thought that if you grabbed a dick and you just did like the, like you were doing like sandpaper motion on it without lube, that's okay. But this is like one of the first times I've ever had anybody touch my dick. So I was just kind of happy that it was happening. And she did this like G.I. Joe grip, like fast pump motion where she got like about 5 to 6 pumps in within like a second before I went, ah, ow. And the next day I had like she like Indian bird skin off the head of my dick.
So did you fuck her? Or?
No.
So I'm confused though. Was she going up and down, or was she rubbing the tip?
No.
Was she cranking it like a pepper mill?
No, she gripped the head of my dick and went up and down with it, like full.
Oh, she was on the head, not the shaft.
Yeah, like halfway down the shaft.
So she was tugging it like a Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah.
It wasn't good. So, but. That being said, she has the amount of like hand jobs, giving skills that the majority of women have blowjob skills. Not a lot of them. Maybe I got ruined at one point. Maybe I had like the best blowjob ever when I was in my early 20s. And ever since then, nothing's really lived up to it. That's why I've kind of had like an adverse like view towards them, because most girls don't know what they're doing.
I don't know.
Maybe I should just start doing guys.
I usually have pretty good blowjob experiences.
So if they're not doing good, why don't you say, hey, how about you do this or try this? You know, I really like this.
Does Kelsey give good blabber jammers?
Yeah, she's okay.
Okay.
But I promised her parents that I wouldn't talk about her and her sex life anymore. So
well, you were the one brought up the sex life.
Doctors are really good at doing that.
I brought it up. I didn't bring her up.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize, parents. We were just having a normal conversation. I get it. No problem. We'll say something.
I just want her parents to like
no,
me.
No, it's fine. Look,
I'll ask
somebody else. Mitch, does Sherry give good blowjobs?
Sherry gives good blowjobs.
See, Mitch isn't worried.
But if I'm not doing something, like, or if you want something different, like, you can tell me.
I'm going to be with Royce on this one, where you're never going to give a good hand job like I can.
Yeah, it's
impossible.
Well,
I don't really do that anyways.
I know.
I'm not 18 anymore. If I'm not 18 anymore, I mean, I'm not 16 anymore. So there's that.
I'm not in the backseat of a Cadillac.
Okay, so let's turn the tables. Sherry, guys going down on girls. What do guys do that's bad?
What are we doing that's wrong?
What I do is,
how do I tell you what's good?
I yell at the vagina. Is that wrong?
Hello.
I go, echo. Hello.
Oh shit, that was loud.
Echo.
Hello in there.
Echo.
I can't speak for all girls because I don't know. Whatever.
Because no two vaginas are the same.
Exactly.
They're like snowflakes. Smelly, smelly snowflakes.
Clitoris play. Like if I'm getting myself off, I rarely go inside. If we're being honest.
Yeah, most
do you
women
flick
are like
your
like
bean?
All clitters. I have a little bullet vibrator.
Yeah. That's one thing a lot of guys don't understand. It's like, just focus on the clip, man. You're fine. You don't have to go all around.
And the hood, like, lift the hood up. Get the way.
You got to do the thumb, like, the thumb at the, you know, at the top so you can pull it back and, like, lay it while you're doing it. And I agree with the clip, but you know what? I've also heard that you want to tease around the hole itself and then go back to the clip. It's just, you know, a little extra, like, a little extra something.
Tease.
You know?
I'm taking notes.
My move is I'll do, like, okay, so I'll have my left hand. I'll pull the hood up. Mm-hmm. And then I'll start going on the clip.
And then you'll suck his dick?
Oh. And then really, really violently, I'll just punch the inside of the hole.
Like a speed bag?
Like that, and then she doesn't know what's happening. And I'm like, yeah, this is good. And I just keep punching it. And then usually the date ends then. And I don't understand why they don't love it.
What I do is sometimes is like I'll pull the panties down and I'll sing entire Alice in Chains songs to the urethra.
And that's what we call the Cousin Joe move.
Like yes, Got Me Wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I go deep tracks. That's the other thing. I only sing B-sides to the fucking
Fuck yeah, man. Fucking Got Me Wrong is such an awesome song to scream at a puss to.
So am I doing it wrong? Ladies, help me. Call up. Let us know if we're wrong. 954-573-2780.
Yeah, tell us how to actually eat pussy outright, because my punching method is not working.
What's the right way to eat puss?
E.
No, puss. Puss is violent. I
yelled at John about saying that earlier.
Yeah, but when I say it, it's cool because I'm a trendsetter.
Hey, yo, she's got a primo box. Ow!
Ow! Look at this fucking animal's meat pocket.
It's like a 2001 Ford Focus. Ow!
I watched early Dice Clay shit the other day. Mm-hmm.
Gotta lift up the hatchback.
What a fucking pig he was.
Tell me
it was
now,
so
guys.
Funny, man.
Tell me, ladies, help me out here. Tell me this is good or bad pussy eating form. What if I get micro machines and I use your vagina like a little dirt track and I do little hops over like a cat over the canyon?
Yeah.
And I go, beep, 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 vroom, vroom.
Beep, beep.
Was that good? Is that good vagina play?
I like the beep beeps.
Beep, beep.
Beep.
Oh god!
You get a little tugboat.
Yeah.
Toot toot.
Toot toot.
What if I put Hot Wheels racing tracks in there and see how fast I could get a car to shoot into your pussy hole?
Yeah,
There you go. That'll.
Oh, a fancy pussy.
I wonder if anybody. Like an air horn that you do at like sporting events and just shoot it at a girl's vagina.
That's the one I just played.
No, that wasn't one. It's like more high pitched.
Oh. I only have three horns. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that last one was a fog horn.
Remember when three horns called last week? And he called, like, he wanted to call in to talk about like something about how long he's listened to the show, but he called in on like
what the wrong show.
The wrong show to call.
Wrong show.
Of all
I love Ricky,
shows.
But he was just like kind of silent in the background going, oh shit.
Remember, guys, off air. We never said this. Off air. After we signed off and everything, we forgot he was still on the phone, so we were talking.
Just hanging out with us,
we were talking post-show stuff, and he goes, yeah, I know, right? I go, whoa, Ricky's still here.
Hey, Ricky.
Oh, it was funny. But what were we talking about? I got it. What if like, okay, WWE is a good pussy eating form. What if I like put like a G.I. Joe in there and I'm sending another G.I. Joe as a rescue team to pull him out? Is that good pussy eating for him?
No, I don't think that's good.
What if I yell, go Joe?
You have to put him back in and then pull him out.
I got you. Okay.
That's the missing point.
All right.
It's like water. He needs to come out for air.
What if I have the G.I. Joe recreate 128 days, but in your vagina? That's the name of the porn, by the way. 128 days in your vagina.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just,
also starring James Franco, ironically.
Yes. I would. Okay. James Franco in my vagina, like 28 days in it.
You want to fuck one arm James Franco?
I mean, I don't discriminate.
You take the severed arm and just like fucking just fist yourself.
No. Jesus. John. We're having a good time.
It's all dark.
I thought that's what we were talking about. I thought this was like, would you rather?
Oh, no.
I thought you said you were okay, Spider.
Can I back up like from an
beep,
hour?
Beep, beep.
No,
that's
no,
you
no.
backing up.
Not like that. No. Like from like an hour ago. So as we're talking about pussy eating, and that's all you did with this girl on your day, John.
Yeah.
I never asked you. How did it end? Like, did you get off? Did she get off? And then what happened afterwards?
We all kind of got off, and then we drank more wine, and then she had to because it was the next day was Father's Day, so she had to go home.
Oh,
whoa! Hold on. First off, we just learned a lot with that one little statement. She has a father, so
yeah, she's got parents.
Whoa.
Most everybody had parents, I guess, at one point.
No, but I mean, one that she still like talks to.
Yeah.
That's different.
Is
that's
it?
A good start.
Wait,
it's a
is
good
it?
Start. It's for, a good start.
For a Twin Peaks bartender, that's really weird.
Oh, come
yeah,
on.
Some of them are kind of batshit.
Yeah, no, I'm not even being a dick. It's just, you know.
It's like saying that all Hooters waitresses are strippers. Like, come on.
No.
Well, they were at one point.
Only the pretty ones. Yeah.
They graduate to that. That's like the pre-med school.
No. Hooters is like the AAA for strippers. They go there when they're very young or when they're very old. In their prime, they're at a strip club.
But that's a better analogy than one I had, yeah.
At the beginning of the career.
The pasture. That pasture is Hooters.
At the beginning of the career, they're there to work out all the kinks, and then at the end, they're teaching the new girls coming in, you know? So that's what I believe. You know?
Yeah, because they can put on their resume that they're really wicked at a fucking hula hoop.
But that's
yeah, but at this point, like, it's gotten so, like, they're still doing the 80s thing. It's more of a novelty.
It is the you know? Least sexy.
It's actually a little bit more advanced now, especially at Twin Peaks, because like if they do like store openings in another state, their top girls, they actually send them out to that store for openings, and they'll actually
customers.
Okay, no, they'll like set them up with like air time and room and board.
Oh my god, who gives a fuck about Twin? Can you tell me about the blowjob thing? So did you
be good at it?
Her? Did she swallow?
No, I can't. Yo, she what swallowed. Happened?
She swallowed, no, eh?
Yeah.
Good girl.
It was one of those things that like she did it. Also, she can deep throat really good.
After she came, did she go, yummy, 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 I got cum in my tummy?
No, she didn't.
Okay, so
but like after she
that's
finished,
all, folks.
But after she
No, relax, that's Porky. That, fucking fuck up, oh come down, Porky. That's you all, folks.
Mr. Cogburn there, dude. Hold on. I got to hear that back. I'm sorry, John.
I say that boy's not too bright.
I'm sorry, John.
Uh-huh. I'm not. That was great.
Oh, you got him. Keep talking.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. So you came in her mouth hole. I got me. Oh, hey, Jesus. Not that part.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I turned the wrong pot down.
How many pots have you smoked?
I don't get it. Did I buy you enough time, Dutch?
Yeah, this is really a lot of time delays here.
Anyway, so you came in her mouth hole, and then you guys went back. Did she brush her teeth?
I don't think so.
Oh, she should probably brush her teeth. Did you kiss her?
Yeah.
After
but it wasn't like a snowball or anything like that. But like after, it's one of those things. Like afterward, like she was still like stroking the shaft and kissing the tip afterwards. Like so you can tell that she.
Okay, all right. Let's hear it. Go ahead, Dutch.
There you go. So you
but
both.
But after she. One
more time.
Yeah, one more time, please,
folks. But after she.
Oh wait. No. Oh, that's just a reaction to it. I'm sorry. Damn it. Here we go.
But after she.
No, after Joel.
Damn it, Joel.
There we go. So you
but
both.
After she.
Can I have that? I need that as a drop, please.
God damn it.
Oh, man. You were just.
What happened?
I thought of rewind on that one. That was great.
I hate you all.
You're the one that did it.
I right. know.
Oh, you both.
Can we please just get that music and then just have John's part in there instead of this?
Right.
Here, does this see if we can do it.
Yeah, you're good.
After she finished.
John, can you say, I just want this clean. Can you just say, that's all, folks?
That's all, folks.
Okay, we can cut that together.
Thank you. Perfect. That's going to be the ending of every... God! That's going to be the ending of Dutch and Royce now forever.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be the ending drop. It has to be. We have to cut that into...
We never really figured out a good clean way to end.
You guys are all going to say you're going to do it. No one's going to do it.
I'll do it tomorrow. I don't want to do my actual job, so I'll do this tomorrow.
After she finished.
That's all. That's all, folks.
Oh, cakes, you rule.
Oh, that was beautiful, John. Holy crap.
You know what's even more beautiful?
Coming in that bitch's mouth.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I'm being so vulgar. I'm sorry.
You're really dirty tonight.
She was really naughty, too. She was, like sucking my fucking balls and kissing the fucking shaft.
Fucking balls.
She was all over my sack.
Oh! Taking my garanimals in her mouth like a kangaroo, this pig.
I don't know. I mean, I think she was a nice lady. That's all, folks.
Okay. Nice. Sorry.
So, John. So next date. When's it gonna happen?
Right.
Probably Friday.
All right. You better fuck her on one of those pool tables.
Because Royce, you're gonna love this. She actually,
or as I call it, the Mitch and Sherry special.
Royce, you're gonna like this because she actually works at another restaurant. She works at Boat Campers.
You're wrong. I didn't like that. Why would you assume something like that?
Because you know what Boat Campers is.
You're just a dick.
I mean, for no reason. Boat Campers, the place where you fail to eat the big burger. I was there. You cried.
Yes, and just. throw a monkey wrench in the middle of a
They used to love me in Second City.
You're the guy on the ski slope that just goes from side to side snow plowing, making everybody just...
You know what? I would have fucking survived. I'm like goddamn Rickon fucking running in a straight line like an idiot. Serpentine, you fucking moron.
Why didn't he do
Rickon's an idiot. Sorry, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, spoilies for last fucking Sunday's episode. But fucking Rickon runs in a straight line while getting arrow shot. Wouldn't you think you'd zigzag?
Such well, in all fairness, don't you think because his weapon of choice is a bow and arrow, don't you think that he'd be able to hit a moving target going left to right?
Check out my new weapon.
Not if you...
Weapon of choice.
You know, mess it up or you know, you don't do it the same every time.
Right. You go right, right, left.
Yeah.
Up, down, A, B, A, B. You know what I mean?
Konami code it.
Right.
I'm with you. Or just stand still for a bit, then run and stop, then run and stop. You know?
This just reminded me, and I don't know why, I rewatched Big Trouble in Little China.
Amazing.
Yesterday.
Holy
You loved
cow,
it, right?
That it's so awesomely bad.
It's so awesome. I don't know what this bad part is. Because I watched it like probably a month ago, and I love it still.
Oh, I love it too. But it's just like how bad it is.
By the way.
How awesome it is. You know what I mean? Because I remember as a kid thinking this is the greatest film. I remember getting a boner watching Kurt Russell kiss Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, because
like
of
just
Kurt
you
Russell.
Know when I was like 7 or 8 years old
from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah,
that was a great movie.
And here's one other thing, and I think maybe Royce and John will be the ones who understand this. Kurt Russell in that movie is John Gruden.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey man, you're going to tell me he's going to explode my face? Like, dude, it's the worst acting, but he's doing it on purpose. I think it was like that movie was like one of the early on, like, we're going to make this so over the top and stupid. But at the time, like, it was made, I think, what was it, 86?
Something like that. But he took Escape from New York so seriously, though.
Mersh in the chat room says it is amazing. It is the greatest film.
I don't know, man. Escape from New York was probably better than Big Trouble.
No.
I don't know, man. Probably Big Trouble.
Big Trouble.
You know what's funny? I've never seen Escape from New York, but I've seen Escape from L.A. 100 times.
Here's a crazy thing. They're both literally the same movie, shot for shot.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, speaking of bad movies, check out the riff tracks of the first episode of Game of Thrones is really funny. If you get it, I actually paid the $2.99 for it, and then Mitch synced it for me.
Yeah, I was gonna say I saw it in the
Dropbox. If you want to watch Dropbox. It,
I synced it up.
Yeah, it's fucking funny. Those guys are the best. But yeah, we didn't do a Game of Thrones show this gave a Game of Thrones show this week because. We didn't watch the episode late, but God, this week's episode was just the best of all time.
Well, it would have been three episodes you guys would have had to do.
Yeah, I caught up on two of them yesterday. Very good. For those people who are like, oh, it's getting boring, go fuck yourself.
And then there's one fucking movie left. There's one episode left of this season.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. And next season's going to be a short season. Seven episodes, I believe.
Oh, what the fuck?
They're doing the
There's only two seasons left, right?
Yep.
Two short seasons?
Yep.
And that's it? That's like it. For good?
And then it's Game of Gun.
Aw. And then we can do a podcast about Preacher.
Ma wants to know which movie, Escape from LA or Big Trouble in Little China, which had more of a cultural impact?
Big Trouble.
Big Trouble was probably Big one Trouble. Of the most racist movies towards Chinese people. Kurt Russell.
It's hard to tell because
so unapologetic in it. It's so great.
But it's hard to tell because Chinese people hate everything, every movie that's about them, though.
Right.
So.
But just watching it, knowing the culture that we're in now, you probably couldn't make that movie now.
I heard rumors they're supposed to be remaking it.
Are they? They better
and
not.
And The Rock is supposedly playing Kurt Russell's character.
Well, they better have the same feel for it and just have like, dude, if you watch it again, like there's so many like worthless 3-second shots that required a full set setup, like them walking. Like it's a huge lab. I'm like, they had to just knowing just how people make movies. I'm like, that was a $50,000 three-second shot.
Right.
Well, what about the set design? That gigantic golden Buddha with fixtures all over it?
And the belly opens up and you can walk through it?
You know what? I agree. Yeah. For such a small budget, they did really good.
Was it a small budget?
No, it was big. My point is that...
I'm sorry. I thought you were...
Bro, there was a lot of money thrown at like that like floating meat orb.
Mer says Kurt Russell only does period pieces as grizzled old gunslingers now, which is true. Now with since he has that mustache, that's all he does now.
He was really good in True Grit.
And
that was him? No, wait, that was Jeff. No. What am I thinking of?
He was in Hateful Eight.
Right. But no, it was True Grit. Damn it.
Lebowski.
Okay, I'm sorry. God, I feel like an idiot. Yeah,
Jeff Daniels.
Definitely Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Bridges.
Maul says, obviously Beastie Boys had a bigger impact on music, but which film had a bigger impact on cinema?
Fuck the Beastie Boys.
Don't start with that. The Beastie Boys
are
great.
I hate them.
It's kind of hard because both Escape from New York and Big Trouble were both had a pretty big cultural impact, but Escape from New York laid way for Escape to New York or Escape from L.A.
Hey, what's up, E-Rock? E-Rock's in the Facebook chat.
Hold on. Pause.
You pause.
Mitchell, you hate the Beastie Boys?
I hate the Beastie Boys.
What are you talking about?
I do not. I feel I kind of put them in the same camp as Rage, where they have that one song.
It's not they had tons of songs.
They had several songs.
No, but they all sound the same. They're all
no,
garbage.
They don't.
Listen to this. You're gonna tell me that this sounds like Brass Monkey?
This is garbage.
Are you out of your
mind?
I'm gonna
say this is terrible. No, I am not out of my mind.
Oh my god!
What is he saying? I got a sandwich.
Oh my god! He doesn't say I have a sandwich, you motherfucker.
Okay, this song completely sounds different than that song I just played. This is one of the other bigger songs, Paul Revere.
Also, not too many of the Beastie Boys or not too many rap groups use like live music, you know, like guitars and drums and shit. They had
one full album. I think it was Paul.
They got half of it right there.
This is a callback from last week's DNR, but we didn't talk too much about it because of the whole shooting thing. But yeah, the whole shooting thing. No, I wasn't trying to be mean.
I know you're not trying to, but you have a way of minimalizing bad things.
I apologize.
Whole Holocaust.
Last week, because of
Challenger blowy, whatever that thing is.
Last week, because of that whole riffraff, we were talking about Dave Matthews or Beastie Boys and who had a bigger impact, who they think had a bigger impact. I say Beastie Boys. Mercer vehemently says Dave Matthews. What do you guys
think? I'm going to say Beastie Boys had a bigger impact, but they're both shit bands.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Okay, here's the problem that I have with your argument early on is that everything sounded the same. I've played three songs now that sound nothing like each other. You can make fun of like their style all you want, but trying to say that all their songs sound the same is bullshit.
They all sound like shit to me, so I count that as the same.
Okay, well, that's different. It's a different argument.
Paul's Boutique. That is one of the best albums of all time.
I mean, Boys. The amount of songs that they came out with were, and that they were three white Jewish guys.
Right, Mitch.
And how
right
about
there?
Their music videos are great, all directed by Nathaniel Hornblower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is.
One of the guys that are in the band. I forget which one.
It was MCA.
Yeah, MCA was Nathaniel Hornblower.
I will give you one song that I hate from the Beastie Boys.
Body Moving?
No, this one.
They hate this one.
Yes. They don't ever play it.
Oh, I like this one.
Okay. They never play this at any other concerts?
I'm going to fucking murder you.
No, they don't
play it. Wait, all seriousness aside.
Don't do that.
They don't play it. Now they don't play any more concerts because MCA is dead. But no, they I saw them live and they didn't play that song. They refused to play it.
Right, because the whole thing was a joke against bands that did songs like that or people who thought that way. And then for whatever reason, radio stations that played that type of music, it was on all the rock stations. And it wasn't. It was just supposed to be like a goof.
And I'll say this: I'm going to go see Dave Matthews July 27th. We got tickets. We're going to see
first concert I ever saw when I was 14 years old.
I have nothing against Dave Matthews. I like Dave Matthews, but
you should try to get backstage and have him do a soundbite for the show.
The amount of boobs that I saw at Dave Matthews concert.
Oh, Mersh. Yeah, we're going to get tickets to Dave Matthews. So let me know. I'll get you some if you want to come. Anyway, what was I going to say? I forgot. Speaking of tickets, so you saw Ticketmaster. If you have a Ticketmaster account and you bought like tickets,
the thing.
Yeah, well, they gave a whole bunch of free tickets. So if you have an account, log in and go to your account, and they gave like a whole bunch of codes. Like I have like 6 tickets to a whole bunch of concerts that you could see because they lost.
I thought that was like a Facebook scam.
No,
like
it's not. Say, it's like, not. They lost a lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like that like thing where someone gets like put on their timeline. It's like $24 Oakleys. I'm like, yeah, that's a scam.
Nothing like a good class action lawsuit check. I got one for a bank that I had years ago when I was living out east, and I got like a $500 check in the mail because apparently, just out of nowhere, anybody who had ever banked at this particular bank, I forget what it was. It was mainly like an East Coast bank when I was living in DC at the time, and they just had to send money because there was this massive class action lawsuit with, I guess, the way they were doing their math on interest or something.
Mersh says, if you have a Ticketmaster account, they give you a bunch of codes that don't work. It's awesome. Yeah, I saw they were having issues with the codes. They weren't working. I don't know. But there's supposed to be a big settlement. They're giving away $5 million worth of tickets. And but the thing is, it's only certain concerts, too. Like, you know, they're not the biggest concerts.
Like Imagine Dragons or Real Big Fish.
Todd and the Head Machine.
Oh, by the way, Dutch, I sent it to you October. I was first.
The Floozies, dude, 100%.
At Red Rock. No, hold on.
Best venue in the world, Red Rocks.
Marie and I were brainstorming. What if we go up?
Are you serious?
What if we go up there for the weekend and watch?
Are you for Searsies?
Yeah, for Searsies. If we crash at your place. Go watch the Floozies at Red Rock. That would be fun, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. Figure that out.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
We'll figure that out. That would be fun.
That'd be fun.
They fucking rock.
Red Rocks is the best venue.
Yeah, I know.
You ever seen concerts, like video concerts of
Incubus
that?
Live is one of my favorite. They did at Red Rocks.
And
Mersh said earlier, Dave Matthews at Red Rocks, too.
Dude, I've seen close to like 10 shows there, and the acoustics are no joke. Like you too said that they want to do their live album there because something about like for people who don't know, they essentially kind of carved an amphitheater out of the middle of a mountain.
You could never do it now.
No, you couldn't do it now. But just the way the mountain is shaped, it's this cone funneling type shape where they don't have to have speakers like past a certain row so the people in the back can hear. There's something about the natural acoustic where if you're in the back, it sounds just as good as it does in the front. Something weird about just the area that this thing is placed and the fact that it's in the goddamn mountains. It's the greatest venue I've ever been to in my life.
Did they stumble across that or they just knew for a fact geologically Red Rocks?
I think they either had a geek that just knew this stuff when they started constructing the stands in this mountain. and then, you know, doing the stage, or they just got lucky. I don't know. I think it might be a combination between the two. So
I like what Mersh said in the chat. We'll crash at your place, watch the Floozies. We can come back after and watch you and your girlfriend fight. It'll be awesome.
That's very accurate.
We're better.
Are you?
Yeah. Here's the thing. We're bickerers. We're not really fighters much. We just bicker a lot, and that kind of like avoids any like huge big blow up fights, I think. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, it sounds really healthy.
But it works for us. I mean, whatever.
Hey man, whatever works for you. I'm not
judging.
Some people
just stuff it down and then they take it out on hookers on business trips. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like certain people have just like a lot of little, you know, many fights during the day, and then they're good. Especially when your asshole personalities like we are.
Mersh says, no, you're drunks, not bickerers. That too.
This is coming from you, Mersh. Shut up.
Well, I mean, you know.
Criticizing
among other things
on anybody else.
Among other things.
But
I don't want to watch a movie.
No, Mersh.
I never want to watch.
Mersh has other things also.
I thought you were talking about me. I'm like,
No, not you. No, you're just a bona fide drunk. That's it.
Hey, come
you're
on.
You're pretty.
I've only been drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade tonight.
Oh, really? Not good. Now
that's
you're
it. No hard alcohol.
Now you're a faggot drunk. That's great.
Hey.
That's great.
I'm trying to lose some weight. I'm trying to get
are
to
you?
My sexy summer
are you,
weight.
Are you trying to get AIDS? Is that why you're drinking the Mike Hard Lemonade?
No. Don't you see the commercials with the guy in the fist and slamming it down going,
that's
great. Drink, Mike's. That's
great. You know where you should be drinking that? At a fucking nightclub that gets shot up.
I don't give a shit, man. This shit's tasty. You can go fuck yourself.
Then Dutch, if you like that, you should try Henry's Hard Soda. Mm-hmm.
I've had it.
Or Jerry's Hard Dick.
You bought that. You bought that when we were in Branson.
Or Jerry's Hard Dick.
I love how, like, you sit there and do this whole, oh, faggot, when you buy the exact same shit, and I've seen you do it.
Me?
Royce is a big fan of ciders.
I love cider. Yeah.
Ciders, Henry's Hard Soda.
I don't like Henry's Hard Soda.
Drink Mike's before. Go fuck yourself.
I've never drank Mike's. That's bullshit. You're lying. I've never drank Mike's. I have never had Mike's.
It's the same thing.
I have had Smirnoff Ices, and they are kind of tasty.
Look, we've all experimented in high school. There's nothing wrong with that.
I love Royce's, like, dude bro jock mentality trying to come at me about what I'm drinking. Oh, you, we faggot. Go fuck yourself, dude. At least I'm actually drinking something.
You're saying it like a badge of honor because I'm not drinking. That's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. I at least go, yeah, I'm an alcoholic. I wear it proudly.
Congratulations.
I don't know what weirdness that your vice is, but Dutch, God forbid your wife.
You know all of my vices. I've been very open about them.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have on this very show.
Point being, I think you like men.
Fine. Okay.
Fine.
I don't care. I don't fight it. You don't ever fight that accusation.
I may like men, but I'm not drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade right now.
I might suck a cock, but I'd rather put a cock in my mouth than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'd rather put Mike's Hard Cock in my mouth than a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Hey, man, if you don't like lemonade, you're very un-American right now.
I like lemonade. I just needed to put booze in.
But why wouldn't you want to have both?
It's okay.
Lemonade's good.
Yeah.
Booze good. Why not combine it?
Make your own. You don't fucking have it in fucking Mike's Hard
Vodka to it. It's already right there. Like, what are you talking about?
Maul wants to know if you're
this
wearing.
This is the most inane argument we've ever had on the show.
Maul wants to know, are you wearing X body spray too?
Faster, me or alligators?
Well, first off, alligators. Secondly, Maul wants to, because you're zigzagging. Unlike Rickon, who should have fucking zigzagged, he would have lived.
Knew he was going to be shooting arrows at you.
I'm so fucking. You know what? This is the thing. Dutch and I aren't even mad at each other. We're fucking mad that Rickon didn't zigzag when he was getting arrows shot at him.
He knew that he was going to shoot him.
Why don't you just fucking Rickon deserve to die, you piece of shit?
Fucking running straight like a noob. Total noob. Got pwned like a noob.
Ugh. Royce is an open homosexual, like you're an open alcoholic Dutch.
Exactly.
I wish I was gay. I do. It's so much. Why? It's so much easier.
I got it clean, Mitch.
I got it too. Yeah.
I do wish. I'm not, but I wish. Wouldn't life be easier? It'd be so grand.
So you get blowjobs and people don't know what they're doing. Hey, look at me. I'm circling a full background in the conversation.
All the way back around. And I guess what I'm trying to say is last week's show was very powerful.
Very powerful. We talked to, and now we're arguing about Mike's Hard Lemonade and hand job positions.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck? Why does anybody listen to this shit?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Last week,
I look down on our listeners for listening to us.
Last week, everyone's like, you know, so deep, text messages, fucking, you know, you guys, I can't believe, you know, you're so inspiring and strong. And this week, we're like, you're a faggot, you cocksucker.
How do you suck a dick?
You fucking dick.
Well, I'd like to.
We're nothing if not fucking ADD. I'll give us that much.
Oh
fuck. That was fun.
All right, let's get out of here with Mitch's favorite band.
Yes.
All right, Royce, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm here. I want to be queer. Get used to it.
Johnny Cakes.
My name's John. I had sex with a girl that at a glorified Hooters.
He just had blowjob sex.
Hey, I used that blanket.
What the hell?
Sterling is humping the blanket.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, Sterling's been humping my been humping blankets for like the past 45 minutes.
And I used the blanket that he was letting Sterling hump on.
I thought he was using his other one.
That motherfucker humps everything. After like 12 hours with those two, I got like blind to it. Like, just instead of me going like, oh, he's humping that again, I was just kind of like, oh, he's humping that again.
Yeah, it's just a thing that happens.
Things that happen.
Not whatever. Things I cuddle with.
Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because baby mama's out of my life.
Nice. Mitch?
I am better.
Wait, what happened?
You were supposed to say why you're better than somebody.
That's why I'm better.
Well, I am
better than you because...
Kiss, David, I got a sandwich. This is the same song we got for everything. Thing.
Cakes, why are you better?
Because I went down. Nine.
Nice.
All right, good job.
And I'm better than you because... This time I'm losing my mind.
Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba.
We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Hippo Juice here on morelikeradio.com. Anything else, you guys?
No, I think that's it, son.
All right. Next week, Dutch and Royce. Bye.
Fuck, baby. That's all. God, he was so freaking buff, I couldn't believe it.